Let's bring in our first guest. We're quite happy to have her, and it is author, photographer, Johanna Siegman, and she's here to talk about her book, In Good Company, Personalities and Pets for Love Your Pet Day. Johanna, welcome to the show. Love Your Pet Day is coming up here in, what, on the 20th, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about what
Monday.
That is? Yeah, what's that
yeah,
all about?
Good morning. Thanks. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So, yeah, it's notable people with their pets, and these are relationship pictures. These are not your average. It's really hard to describe to people what they are because it's not your average pet portrait. It's these voyeuristic, intimate photos of people just being with their pets, doing their everyday thing, and they really capture the connection and the love between them, and that was the point of the book. And there's like, let me see, what did we count? 6 different types of species in there, if you include people, 5 if you don't. But there's, you know, cats and dogs, there's like a snake, there's birds, there's donkeys, I'm missing one and I can't think of what it is.
Oh, I'm telling you, every day in my life is Love My Pet Day. Every day I tell him,
right?
I love you, I love you, I love you. But I think it's great that you're doing this. So what do people, usually I'm hugging on Ella, you know, and Duke just died recently, her brother, but I'm always hugging on them. And with cats, I'm always looking at their faces, trying to hold their faces and talk to them because they're so magical. What do people do with these animals in these pictures?
So the process, I don't just show up to their house with my camera and my lights. There's this whole intake, and I ask a bunch of questions like, you know, what are their hobbies? What do they like to do together? Does the pet have any cute tricks that they already do? I want it to be something that's already in the vocabulary and lexicon of their lives. Okay. So it's whatever it is that they do together. Like, for example, Ed Begley Jr., he has this beautiful garden where he cultivates flowers and food, you know, in his backyard. And he loves gardening, and his dog, Bunny, loves to help him. So we caught a moment in the backyard, in the garden, with them doing their thing. There's Ed Asner. I caught him after an award show because, you know, he's probably one of the most awarded actors in cinema history and in entertainment history. So I got him in an after-hours moment smoking a stogie with his bulldog, Dudley. I've got hip-hop choreographer Dave Scott, who his dog Dudley Capote. Now I'm getting all the names mixed up. Capote, for example, every time he meets somebody, he jumps up into the air, and he's actually on the cover of the book because it's just an exuberant and beautiful picture. So that, you know, little things like that, and you holding your pet's face and smooshing with love, that would make a great shot.
Totally,
that
smush,
would be total smush, that would make a great shot.
And then I think about, you know, as we said, you know, people, their pets become almost members of the family. They're in the, you know, the Christmas and Hanukkah pictures, what have you. Did you meet anyone, even with your love of pets, that you thought, this is getting a little weird, this might be a little bit too much?
No such thing.
That's a really good question. Yeah, no, you know, there was no perversion going on. It was just real, real connecting and love, and just, I feel so privileged and fortunate that I just get to, my job is to witness and capture this love between this interspecies love, and you can feel. When I first started doing this, I started doing this because a friend of mine asked me to do, you know, can you just take a picture of me and my dog? Because I think he's going to die soon. And he was at her feet and couldn't sit up, and she was in a chair, and nothing was happening between them, right? So I said, get down on the floor, get next to him so I can, and I got down on the floor, and all of a sudden, my lens was filled with this love that happened between them. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to do this. I want to do more of this. And that's what comes off the pages of the photos themselves are really beautiful. They're artistic and all that sort of stuff. But it's more than just that. It really is. When people look at them, I watch now because I find this fascinating. They put their hand over their heart and go, oh, you know, that feeling of, they get it. They connect to the connection that I've portrayed.
Well, you know, famous people really need this sort of grounding that dogs and cats of all kinds give them, because everybody else is blowing smoke up there, you know what, and so it's really important. To have a grounding of animals that just are all about three things: unconditional love, staying in the present, and keeping it simple. You know, these are the things
that
these pets give us.
Exactly. That is exactly right.
And do you think people
right.
look like
and
their pets?
You know, I get asked that. Of the people that I photographed, the only one who was a dead ringer was Ed Asner and Dudley. they could be brothers from another mother. They're funny together. But no, most people. I know that it's a thing that people do start looking like their pets after a while.
Yeah.
But not the ones that I photographed. Not in this book, except for Ed.
He should have called his dog Mr. Grant.
Mr. Grant.
was it a bulldog?
I know. I picture a bulldog too.
It was a bulldog, It is a bulldog. But you're absolutely right in that the pets, I believe that pets are really important in people's lives.
Oh, my
Not
God,
just notable
yes.
people, but because exactly what you said, they make us get over ourselves, right, and out of our head, and they don't care from traffic and the bad boss and it was a lousy day or the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, love me, let's play, where's my food? You know, and that's it. It's really basic. So it always brings you back down. It grounds you. It connects you to your heart. And my hope with this book is that we're in such a polarized world right now that everybody is operating from a place of anger and resentment and suspicion and all that sort of stuff. And when we look at pets, or when we are with pets, it brings us instantly into a state of love, and that's what I would like this book to encourage people to go forth with, from a place of love, because that can have these repercussions, this reverberating effect as we go out in love, instead of going out there in a sense of, you know, anger and paranoia and suspicion and resentment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we're out of time. Everybody should
back to you.
Yeah, everybody should check out this book, In Good Company. Love Your Pet Day is coming up on Monday. You can find out more at her website, johannasiegman.com. Johanna, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Johanna. Thanks for your work.
My pleasure. Just wanted to say that a portion of the profits will be going to the Apex Protection Project, which advocates for wolves and wolf dogs.
Oh, great.
All right, great stuff.